Hello, everybody. We are going to get started. I am going to hope that my cord stays put. I've got a knot in the wires here today, and I didn't have time to get it all undone. I don't know how. It's like Christmas lights here. If y'all saw how much gear it takes to put on one stinking live, you would be amazed. If you saw my desk, it's like my desk is like a mullet. It's like a party, or it's business right here and a party down below, because there is so much shit everywhere. So anyway, I'm going to try to untangle this super fast while you guys get in. I think that will do it. Well, that's just more tangled, but at least it's the other side that's tangled. All right, so here's what we're going to do today. Yet again, you guys are getting me fresh off a workout. I want to keep you guys posted on what I'm doing. Yesterday, you know that I was really struggling and had to do a recovery workout and stuff because I'd ran over 9 miles on Sunday. And today, I actually felt like working out. I had went outside and was ready to walk, and I knew that I had some kind of run today. And I decided to do a Peloton app run. So they have they actually have classes for walkers. And what I like to do, because I run slow. So please don't think I'm out there blazing a trail. I probably run a good 13, 14 minute mile. I've always dreamed of at least getting to a 12 minute mile. I can hang there for a little while, but like if I'm going long distance, it's just a no. Like my body doesn't like it, but the joints cramp up. Like it's just like, man, it's just never been. I used to really struggle with the idea of being a slow runner. And then I just decided, I just don't want to beat myself up over that anymore. I just want to be proud that I go out and I run and I get to be a runner. And when I do a 10-mile race, you know, it is probably going to take me up until the minute they're going to pull that finish line down. But I have to take as many steps or more as someone who runs fast. Because this is what has always brought me some peace with this, is that fast runners, they don't take as many steps as I do. So it's like I'm going to have to, my joints are going to take way more pounding for a much longer time. So I'm just like, there we go. This brings me peace and joy in my mind. So anyway, I went out today, Marco Polo Jane, talked to her for a little bit about some stuff. And then that got me good and loose. And then I put on the Peloton app. They had a class for walking, power walking. And so the way I did that class was I just, every time that they said you were supposed to either walk incline or power walk, I did my run. And then it was walking. And it was a great little class. Chase Tucker, if you're wondering who it is, if you're a Peloton fan, what I loved about it is that it was just enough running to get you going, and then you had some recovery. So it's a lot like when we're losing weight. I want you guys to think about like when we're doing things, I want you setting up your whole weight loss life to where most of it is where you're recovering. So think about it this way. When you plan your foods and stuff like that, we want to push ourselves just enough to like have to be like, okay, it's time. Like we're going to do this. We want to have just enough challenge, just enough level up, just enough of a little bit better than what we've been doing to get our brains to be able to rise to the occasion without having to tripwire tons of self-doubt, all of our fears, the self-sabotage and stuff. And what that does is that it allows you to recover and be like, okay, then, you know, like some foods, like when you're planning your good foods, I can eat these. My push is going to be when I'm going to stop at enough of these foods and stuff. So what it does is it just gives you some confidence. It gives you practice reps into overriding a little bit of bullshit, a little bit of self-doubt and stuff. And once you learn how to start overriding, it won't matter if later in the game, like as you get better at that, you are willing to tripwire more self-doubt. You're willing to challenge yourself more because you've already proven that you can experience it and do it anyway. And I think that that's really key to weight loss. So anyway, fresh off the run, I've had half my breakfast. The other half is just sitting here staring at me like going, eat me. which I will finish my protein pancakes as soon as we're done. Today, we're going to be talking about the witching hour. So the witching hour is defined as hours of peak fuckery. So I like to think about the witching hour is the times when, so we talked yesterday about finding patterns and stuff. So in the witching hour is when I have found a specific time that I am more apt to break a plan, overeat, possibly ignore hunger could be a pattern, or self-loathe. So we want to be super mindful. So do not forget, when we talk about the witching hour, it is the hours of peak fuckery. It's when the fuckery is afoot in our life. All right. The other thing I want you to know about the witching hour is it's not bad. I think a lot of us think the witching hour is like, oh, between 4 and 6, that's my bad time. I want you to think about this. It is not bad. It's a pattern. It's an obvious pattern. It's something that, like, I want you guys to start thinking about. I would love for all of you to be like, I would love to know when my witching hours are. When am I fucking around most often so that I can put all my energy and focus there? What patterns do I know? The other thing about the reason why the witching hour isn't bad is it tells you when to pay attention. A lot of you will have thoughts like, losing weight is so hard, as if all the time you're having to pay attention. You know, most of us, we do a lot of good things. We do a lot of right things. There are meals that are not hard for us. For a lot of you, breakfast on Monday, no problem. I want you to think about the witching, finding your witching hour pattern allows you to know, like, here are all the times when I don't have to pay attention as much. My habit brain is already in gear. It's easy for me to make good decisions during this time. A lot of you, it's Monday through Friday. You don't need to pay attention as much. You're just doing, your habits are already there. But if you've identified your witching hour, the good news is you know exactly where to start really zoning in, paying attention, planning your weeks, listening for thoughts, drilling down. The other nice thing about a witching hour is they're easy to plan for. Once you really identify that first initial pattern of like, here are the hours, here are the days, here are the times when I need to pay more attention, it makes planning easy. I think what a lot of you do is say, it's so hard during that time. It's hard to plan during that time. No, it's not. If you fucking know you overeat between 4 and 6, you have a gift from the gods. It is not like you don't know what's happening. It's like, hey, between 4 and 6, I want to eat my face off. The only thing I got to discover now is a way not to. And I need to figure out, what is it during that time that I really want where I keep thinking food is the option? And what during the day could be setting me up to want food more during 4 and 6? Knowing your patterns makes it easier for you to plan, easier for you to solve, not harder. So stop saying shit like that. Stop thinking about your witching hour as hard, insurmountable. What keeps you from losing weight? All of that. Shitty ass thoughts that keep you frustrated, feeling helpless, defeated. It is no wonder that if you're feeling helpless, frustrated, and defeated, that during that time, guess what you're going to go in with? A lot of thoughts that are going to circle like, this is going to be too hard for me. I'll just start tomorrow. Your brain, when it's frustrated, defeated, and feeling helpless, it's going to throw up its excuses more. It's going to cause anxiety. You've got to redefine what happens around the witching hour, how you're going to think about it. You need to be thinking about it like, this is good fucking information to know. And the other thing about the witching hour is it ain't sneaking up on you. That's another thought you guys use about it. Witching hours do not sneak up on us. You know why? Every one of you type in right now, you know damn well what your time is. I know mine. My shit time is going to be like, my witching hour is always right after dinner. Like between, it's usually, so we usually eat dinner around 5, usually around 7 o'clock.
my brain wants to offer up, like, we should eat just a little bit more. And it's literally, I've dialed it down to, my brain is just wanting to relax and it's still having a hard time shutting down my workday. And it knows that if I eat, I'll quit thinking about work. And if I eat, I'll be just enough numbed out to where I can relax and fall asleep. So I've just been really working on, I don't really need any food. I just need to focus on, it won't be long. You'll calm down. You'll be, you know, like I try to tell myself, we don't need to think about work right now. You did, like, I do a lot of reassuring myself, like, you got plenty of stuff done today. There's nothing that really needs your attention. Like, a lot of times, like, what we do is, like, we will, especially when it comes to work at night, we will sit and obsess and worry about all the things that we need to do tomorrow, the things we didn't get done today, that we didn't do enough, as if that's helpful or useful. I just always tell myself, like, sitting around and dwelling and stewing and regretting and doing all that kind of, and thinking I should be doing more, guess what? There's no work getting done. Like, if it's that bad, get your ass up and go do something. But I know deep down, I'll start again tomorrow. That I got plenty done today. I have to override all of those habit thoughts so that I can give my brain what it wants. It wants to not be thinking about work. So it wants to go to food. It wants to relax. And so it says, like, we should eat versus I need to give my brain relaxing thoughts. If you just keep believing your story, like, oh my God, I didn't get enough to do. Oh my God, I'm such a terrible mother. I didn't finish this. Whatever y'all's overwhelmed and busy and bullshit, perfectionist, people-pleasing thoughts are, none of them are true. They just feel true. They feel important. They feel very needed because you never think anything different. You never argue for something else. You never tell yourself other things. You never tell yourself, look, bitch, it's a waste of time beating yourself up over what you did or didn't do with your children today. It's just a waste of time. That can be the level up thought. This is a waste of time line of thinking. I don't even have to think I was amazing. I don't have to think that I did all the things. But I do need to realize when I'm wasting time in my mind. Because if I don't quit wasting time, I'm going to be wasting food all over this body. And you get to tell yourself stuff like that. So to find your witching hours, use your discovery worksheets, guys. Bam! Right in the back of your damn planner. Time of day. Most of the time, most of us, a witching hour is going to be like when the fuckery's afoot, it's some time of day. Look for your environmental patterns. Do you eat in the same places? Like for me, it's eating in my bed. I promise you that if eating at night required me to actually go downstairs, sit at the island to get it done, it would not happen. And that's been one of the things I've made myself do. It's like, well, if you really want food that bad, here's how the show goes down. You don't ask Chris to go get it. I've told Chris he's not allowed to go get me things. You don't text Logan to bring you something. I've told Logan he don't bring mama something at night. I have set it all up to where it's hard. I have to over, like, this is the beautiful thing. I've set it up to where if I want to overeat, I have to override the other part of me that's too fucking lazy to walk downstairs. It's a good argument to have in your brain. I want something to eat, but I really don't want to have to go all the way downstairs. I really don't want to have to sit at the island. I've just trained myself to be like, this is how it goes. And when you give yourself permission to eat during your witching hour, but this is how it is, set it up to where it's not as fun. It's not as relaxing. It's not going to give you the same level of pleasure that it would in the other way. If for you, it's hiding out in the kitchen and eating in the pantry and sneaky eating. Guess what? From now on, if you want to eat, straight up in the living room with everybody else. Like, we're just going to do it in front of all the people. If we're really that hungry, We'd eat in front of everybody. But you have to tell yourself these things. You've got to give your brain these kinds of commands. Otherwise, your brain just keeps operating on the commands it already knows. Your brain doesn't think about your greater good. Your reasoning brain, your conscious brain does. That's why we think about these things that we can do for ourselves with our conscious brain. Our habit brain, that's not its job. It doesn't care about our future. It is not emotions based. It's not looking out for us. It's not supposed to. It is supposed to keep everything the same so that we don't fry our body and die. Its job is to prevent death. Its job is to not make sure you feel good about yourself. Its job is not to make sure that you get your dreams and your goals. That's your conscious brain's job. But you have to be the one using it. You got to consciously make some guidelines, boundaries, rules, consciously talk to people, get support, have accountability, come up late, parcel out what you're really looking for, figure out ways to set the system up, game the system to where that witching hour eating is like a little bit uncomfortable, a little bit painful. Right now we set it up to where it's just too fucking easy. Do you have any people cues? Some of us eat with people. Do you have any feelings triggers? If you're feeling something like urges and stuff, you can just ask yourself, what's really going on here? If you're having a feeling, don't go looking at like, well, it's because they said this. It's because they're not doing this thing. It's because there are chips in the house. That is not why any of us overeat. Every single overeat is a do on the do line. And it is always driven from a thought about something. So when you feel an urge, when you feel something, you need to ask yourself, what thought is causing this? Even if you eat, it would be good for you to start tracking what thoughts and feelings are causing those witching hour eats. Now, new actions, you know, when you say, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, whatever, you're going to need lush thoughts to back them up. So when I set up like to say, all right, I don't eat in bed. And I've already told Chris and Logan all the things like when I've done all that, it's from the thought of, I'm going to fix this problem. It's not, I'm so fucking broken. I need to come up with some rules. I'm such an overeater. It's so terrible that I have to do these things or I'll just keep gaining weight. That's not lush thoughts. Lush thoughts are directive. They feel good. They just have good feelings behind them. They like willingness, commitment, awareness, curiosity, free. But one of the things that I tell myself is you're free to eat. You just got to do it at the island. This is going to help you learn how to not eat when you're not hungry. This is going to help you learn how to relax on your own. But a lot of you try to back up your actions with terrible thoughts. This is going to be really hard, but I'm willing to suffer through the discomfort. I hear y'all say that all the time. I'm like, what the fuck are you even talking about? That is not a good thought, y'all. Saying that like, well, it's going to be hard, but I'll try. This is probably going to suck. I just need to sit in the discomfort. Y'all say that all the time as if that's a good thought to have. I want you to think about it. If when you think, I just need to sit in the discomfort, most of you probably already get anxious and overwhelmed. Now, if you are real, your goal is to practice discomfort and you're like a discomfort diva and stuff, great. But for most of us, what we need to do is tell ourselves, it might be uncomfortable, but I bet it won't be as bad as I think. This might be all right. I'm willing to see what it's going to be like. Could be better than I thought. You could be thinking that instead of like incoming bullshit experience. Let's all prepare and get anxious before we go in and worry about it all day long and then wonder why every night we're like, oh, fuck me, let's just eat. Think about how you think about it all day long. Are you setting yourself up for success, openness, curiosity? Or are you setting yourself up for dread, worry, and fear? Some of the thoughts y'all will have during the witching hour are, I just want it. Here's a good question. Other than taste, what do I also want? If it's not the food, what else could I be wanting? That's a really good way to get to know why you just want things. The easy like excuse your brain knows to get you to take action is just tell her she just wants it. And of course we do. It's not like you guys are picking, you know, celery sticks and broccoli. Nobody's going, I just want that. Think about, like, other than the taste and other than the food, what do I also want in this moment? And be willing to just answer those questions, because then that'll set you up for in a few days. You're like, okay, now that I know what I really want, I'm going to construct a way through the day to set myself up for success. I always eat blank when I feel blank. But here's the thing. If you guys are associating, I always eat ice cream when I feel lonely. You need to say, but not today. We got to add something on to the end of it. We can't just sit there and say that like it's the truth. You may have had times where you've done it, but it's not helpful to only think of it that way. It starts defining you. It starts giving your brain something that it needs to start living to prove true. We don't want to do that. We don't want to give our brains shitty directions on how to live. So, but not today. I'm learning to examine my thoughts instead of just the food. So if you're thinking, I always eat blank when I feel blank, it's like, yeah, but today, here's what I'm not going to do. I'm not going to just eat right now. I want to know what my thoughts are instead of just sitting here thinking about what I always eat when I feel lonely. The next one is, I don't care, fuck it. A lot of you will find this on your discovery worksheet all the time. The thing about I don't care and fuck it is you need to tell yourself, and that's just a thought. It's honestly something you can journal on separately, because I don't care is like the ultimate lie. It's like you wouldn't be here if you didn't care. In the moment, your brain knows that if it says I don't care and you eat, you will experience relief from whatever you're worried about or obsessing about in the moment. So if you're obsessing about food, thinking you don't ever get to eat these things, you'll never lose your weight, if you're thinking obsessing over thoughts like that, I don't care is a thought that will get thrown up along with fuck it. And your brain, it will feel compulsive because it knows on the other side of I don't care comes relief. And it's not relief from with the food. It's relief from the thinking. It just wants to get away from thinking you can't lose weight. You can't lose weight. You're a loser. You're this. You're whatever you have as a self-loathing issue, that's usually where I don't care comes in. A lot of times we do that when you want to quit, no BS. A lot of times people are like, I just don't care. I'm done dieting. And we quit and we get relief. And for a day or two, we do feel better because we're not, guess what we're not doing? We're not sitting around worrying we can't lose weight. We've given up. But then what comes up is after a couple of days, that worry that we'll never lose our weight, that we'll be stuck, that comes back. This is such a lie. The solve isn't to quit things to feel better. The solve is to learn how to start believing in yourself. It's to do the things I teach you when it comes to your thinking around, I'm open to the idea that today I can do things that will help me lose weight. That's a much better thought than, see, just another reason why I can't lose weight. See, just another reason why I can't lose weight. I just can't lose weight. This probably won't happen for me. I've never been able to lose weight before. All of that begs for relief. And that's why we start eating, so that we can prove to ourselves that we can't lose weight. So that's just a thought. I would love for you guys to start using can I just in this moment. When you think, I don't care, fuck it, say like, but can I just wait 5 minutes and see what I might care about? What do I care about in this moment? What am I, what belief, thought, or worry am I just trying to get away from in this moment? Figure that out during your 5 minutes. And at the end of the 5 minutes, if you figure it out and you still want to eat, give yourself permission and say, I give you permission to go ahead and eat. You figured out what you need. And tomorrow we will plan for a way to take care of that need that doesn't have to involve food. Or you may just find, like, if this is really the problem, I don't want to solve it with food anymore. I need to solve that with my brain. So one of the things that we have to do with the witching hours, we have to learn how to watch ourselves. What's happening when the urge hits your brain? This is where you want to notice what your habit brain is offering up as thoughts. None of them are bad. You just want to be like, oh, it's no wonder I'm having an urge because I'm thinking I just want it. I'm thinking I don't care. I'm thinking life's too much. I'm thinking a little won't hurt. I'm thinking I can start tomorrow. That's why this urge feels important. Because when these thoughts are running, of course I would feel a food urge. So what else do I want to think in this moment? Can I just? Here are the things I do care about. This urge will pass in 30 minutes. Is there something I can do while I'm waiting to switch my brain's gears, while I'm waiting for this urge to pass? Is there something I can do that I would enjoy? Is there someone I can reach out to talk about it with? Those are all things that you can do to give that equal airtime to something else other than just the scrolling and the habit brain offering up the same thoughts. The habit brain's job is to keep offering those thoughts until you respond to them. I just want you to respond to them with new thinking instead of responding to them with food now. And then I would make small level ups with urges during your witching hour. Just think about things like, I'm experimenting today. I'm learning to be okay with where my mind goes and make some small changes. Even if that means in the very beginning with your urges, you know, it's like, well, I usually go face down in Oreos. So here's what I want to do. I'm going to, my level up this week is going to be to really listen to the conversation and only have 6 Oreos instead of a sleeve. And then in a week or so, maybe I'll cut it down to 3 and then eat them slower and really listen. And then in another week, maybe I'll substitute it out with like an Oreo with some fruit until I get to the point where like, I think I'm really ready to just try it without food. To just work with my urge, because you have to practice thinking all the way through. Don't just like substitute the food out and don't change your thinking. Substitute the food out and keep paying attention to what your brain is needing and wanting. Talk to it about your dreams and your goals and stuff. Have the food, but then over time, that new thinking will take hold. And then your call to action today. Look at your data. Go through your habit trackers. What's your witching hour? How can you get more aware as to what happens and why? That's what I want you guys to do. I think the more I can teach you about finding those patterns with your 4 basics, the whole point of the 4 basics, guys, is to give you a framework that's easy and simple that you can do and that will also highlight all the areas that we've got to work on that other diets don't highlight. All right. You guys have a good one. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Don't forget, tomorrow is the Fuck It Foods worksheet. So we're doing it at 9 a.m. Central Time. You need to bring one of your favorite Fuck It foods. And yes, we're doing it at 9 a.m. in the morning on purpose. I have a reason, which I will explain tomorrow. But it can be wine. It can be ding dongs, nachos, ice cream, whatever. But bring the worksheet. It's in your 2.0 basics resource guide on the website, and you want to bring your food and be ready to spend some time figuring out who's the boss of this food. All right, guys, y'all have a good one. Bye, y'all.